My lord, please tell me, once for all, who I am. My child, you are my eternal partner and co-creator. Am I a creator? What have I created, my lord? My son, you have created constant necessity within and without you. Now, my lord, what have you created? I have created fulfilling divinity and fulfilled reality. My sweet Lord, do you ever miss me? I miss you. I miss you always, my child. You miss me? Unbelievable. You miss me always? Impossible. I miss you, my child, when you make me feel that you are an inch below me. I miss you always when I enter into the hold of my creation's ingratitude. My lord, I am singing. Fine, that is what pleases me. My lord, I am dancing. Wonderful, that is what enchants me. My lord, I am suffering. No, my child, you are not suffering. That is not true. What you are having is a series of experiences. Furthermore, try to realize that it is I who am having all the experiences in and through you. My lord, are you as busy as I am? No, I am not. As a matter of fact, I am never busy. You are busy digging the graves of the fruitless past, and I am just looking within, upward and forward. Within, I look to see my face of aspiration. Upward, I look to see my face of realization. Forward, I look to see my face of manifestation. The God of a child is his pure imagination. The God of an adolescent is his sheer creation. The God of a youth is his fatal frustration. The God of an old man is his dying and a crying aspiration. My lord, what is the difference between human love and divine love? My child, the difference between human love and divine love is very simple. Human love desperately needs divine love abundantly feeds. Earth has only one advice for me. Try. Heaven has only one advice for me. Cry. God has only one advice for me. Smile. I have only one advice for me. Acceptance. My Lord, I am consumed with the desire to be as great as you are. My child, that is very easy. Just widen your vision, deepen your consciousness, and sharpen your life. Lo, you have equaled me. My Lord, why is it that you always do the right thing and I always do the wrong thing? My sweet child, you always do the wrong thing because you have no faith in yourself, whereas I have all faith in myself. This morning, I accused God of making heaven superior to earth. He denied my accusation. He said, I offer my blessings equally to both heaven and earth. Heaven is with me and in me. That is why heaven is eternally divine. Earth is of me and for me. That is why earth is eternally evolving towards my transcendental perfection. My Lord tells me that I need both science and spirituality. In my life of desire, I need science in order to relay my thoughts outwardly to the furthest end of the globe. In my life of aspiration, I need spirituality to bring me the message of the unknown, the ultimate beyond. O God, where are you? My child, I am in between your desire and aspiration. My God, do you have anything special to do with my desire and my aspiration. Yes, my son, with your desire, I bind my outer body, and with your aspiration, I free my inner breath. My Lord, I have read much about heaven and hell. I have also heard more about heaven and hell than I can possibly digest. What do they do? What do they mean when they say that someone is living in heaven and someone is living in hell? My son, I do not know what they mean when they speak of heaven and hell, but I shall tell you what I mean. To live with me is to live in heaven. To live without me is to live in hell. My Lord, if ever I don't listen to you, what will happen? My child, don't worry. Millions of times you have listened to me. If you once don't listen to me, no harm. I shall listen to you at that particular time. If you don't want to listen to me for the second time, don't be sad, depressed, and surprised, since I myself am making the infallible promise that I shall listen to me on your behalf. My Lord, I know that you don't have to read any book. Nevertheless, have you read a few books, or should I say any book? My child, I have read only 3 books in all my endless life. The first book I read was called Life, written by your mother, Infinity. The second book is called Realization, written by my son, Eternity. The third book is called Manifestation, written by my daughter, Immortality.